Attention, everyone.
Thank you, and good morning.
Good morning.
When I call the formal meeting to order in a few minutes, we'll have a full agenda. I'd like to begin on a personal note. I have the pleasure today of introducing for the first time our new student trustee for fiscal year 2012. Jamin will take his oath of office and be sworn in today, despite the fact his term begins officially on July 1st. But first, I'd like to tell you a little bit about him. Jamin Robertson is a political science major with an emphasis in public law. He has served as vice president of the Student Association this year, and in the past as a student senator and a community advisor in the residence halls. We're delighted to have you join the board next year, Jamin. Your service in student government and your experience on campus has provided you with a depth of knowledge that will be a tremendous asset to the board. This board takes the opinions and counsel of the student trustee very seriously, and I want you to know we're looking forward to working with you. Your political science major will be put to good use next year. So would you please join me in a warm welcome to Jamin Robertson, and Jamin, would you join me at the podium? So if you would raise your right hand and then please repeat after me. I, Jamin Robertson.
Jamin Robertson.
Do solemnly swear. That I will faithfully serve and support. The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the laws thereof. The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the laws thereof. And the bylaws and policies of the Board of Trustees.
In the bylaws and policies of the Board of Trustees
of Northern Illinois University.
I further affirm
that I will preserve,
protect,
and defend the Constitution of Northern Illinois University. Finally, I acknowledge the fiduciary responsibility.
Fiduciary responsibilities
that each member of the Board of Trustees.
Has.
And further solemnly swear that I will discharge faithfully
my duties
as a member
of the Board of Trustees
of Northern Illinois University. I'd like to be the first to congratulate you. And if you have some comments, please. Okay.
Thank you all. Thankful to be here. I want to thank you all for coming to this event, friends, family, and staff, the board, of course, and I'm just truly thankful to be here today. As I stand before you now, as the previous vice president and the new student trustee, I'm reminded of the years that I have attended this university. It was a student body and my cast of friends who believed in me. They are the very reason that I am here today to execute these duties of the student trustee. And once again, I thank you. I would like to thank a woman who was truly a mother to us, Melissa Vargas. Whenever the staff needs help, she's there. When we need guidance, she's always there. Whenever we're in trouble, and when we can't get out of a situation, she always comes and saves the day, and I want to thank you for that. To Larry, whether he knows it or not, he has had a big impact on me. He's always been tough on me, but it was something that I truly needed. He had high standards and expectations for me. And most of all, he reminded me how important detail is for every situation. To Trustee Sorsby, my mentor and most of all my friend. Since I can remember, Trustee Sorsby has always been involved on campus, and he has been very influential to my development and success. It is because of him I'm a better student and a better man. When I'm nervous, it was he that encouraged me to go on with this opportunity. He showed me that every new task comes with trials, but it is what we learn that makes the things worthwhile. Sometimes it takes a person to help you see your own vision, to give you that ounce of courage that you need when you don't have it, and Mr. Sorsby is that man. Now the journey won't be easy, but with hard work and dedication, not only this board, but the students will provide the best outcome. I truly look forward to working with this board. I know with our minds and the student support, we could achieve truly all. I see the future of our institution. Truly, we are just a few thoughts from becoming the school we want to be. Maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but in the near future, NIU will be the school that all students will want to go to. I believe that this executive board is the one to do so. And once again, I thank you for allowing me to be here.
Wait a minute, you're not done yet. You're younger and faster than I am. I want to present you with the official Board of Trustees pin.
Thank you.
And wish you the best in the future.
Chairman, will you introduce your mother and friend to us? Is that your mother over there? Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Thank you.
I also have the pleasure today of introducing the newest trustee to our board, Anthony A. Iasco. Tony is a Cook County Circuit Court judge, and he served on the bench for over 11 years. He received a BA from the University of Illinois and is an alum of our College of Law. As a member of the same law class as Trustee Sherilyn Muir. I don't know what went wrong in that class. But Tony has been an active participant on the NIU Alumni Association's board for years and was elected president of the Alumni Association board in 2010. Tony has served as an adjunct professor at John Marshall Law School, as well as served in private practice and as an attorney with several state agencies prior to becoming a member of the judiciary. He and his wife Debbie live in Elk Grove Village. Tony, welcome to the NIU Board of Trustees. Would you all please join me in warmly welcoming Tony, and then Tony, if you would join me at the podium. I think you know something about the swearing in business, don't you?
Yes, sir. I'll try to do my best to comply.
Well, you can evaluate my competence at this then.
I.
Anthony Iasco.
Anthony Iasco.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully serve and support.
That I will faithfully serve and support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the laws thereof.
And the laws thereof.
And the bylaws and policies.
And the bylaws and policies.
Of the Board of Trustees of Northern Illinois University.
Of the Board of Trustees of Northern Illinois University.
I further affirm that I will preserve,
protect,
and defend the Constitution of Northern Illinois University.
The Constitution of Northern Illinois University.
Finally, I acknowledge the fiduciary responsibility that each member of the Board of Trustees
has.
And further solemnly swear that I will discharge faithfully
my duties
as a member of the Board of Trustees of Northern Illinois University.
The Board of Trustees of Northern Illinois University.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. You have a few words to say?
Thank you, Chairman. Usually at 9 o'clock in the morning, my crowd is not anywhere near as happy as this one. But that's, today's a good thing. I want to thank Governor Quinn for appointing me to this position. I'm tremendously proud of the university. As you know, Sherilyn and I are members of the inaugural class of the law school of 1978. I want to continue helping the university become the fabulous university it is. I want to continue our branding throughout the United States. And thank you everybody for being here, and hope to meet everyone. Thank you.
Well, judge and boss, I'm subpoena proof.
All right. That's right.
I want to present you on behalf of the university our official Board of Trustee pin. We look forward to your service.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you again.
So let's call the regular meeting to order. Sharon, would you please call the roll?
Trustee Robert Boy.
Here.
Trustee John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Anthony Iosco.
Here.
Trustee Robert Marshall.
Here.
Trustee Sherilyn Muir.
Here.
Trustee Manuel Sanchez.
Here.
Student Trustee Robert Sorsby.
Here.
Chair Mark Strauss.
Here.
Thank you.
All present and accounted for. Mr. Blakemore, would you please confirm the appropriate notices of this meeting have been provided?
The Board of Trustees is in compliance with the Open Meeting Act and related statutes for notice for this meeting.
Thank you. After discussion with President Peters and review of the printed agenda before us, I propose creation of a consent agenda that would immediately precede the beginning of the President's report for today's meeting and move President's report number 75, action items 10A, 2, 3, 6, 7, 9, 11, and 12, and our receipt of information items 10B, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, and 10C4 to that consent agenda. May I have a motion to approve the meeting agenda as now proposed?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. It's my privilege to bring some resolutions honoring two former trustees for their lengthy and distinguished service to NIU and our Board of Trustees. Trustee Siegel, as many of you know, just recently passed the Florida bar and has been spending a great deal of time in Florida the last few years. In fact, he could not be with us today for that reason. He's quick to say he's not retiring, and that must be the case because nobody sits through the grueling experience of a bar exam if they're not going to actively practice. So even though former Trustee Siegel could not be with us today, we wish him well and thank him for his longtime service to his alma mater. Former Trustee Barbara Georgievella is with us this morning, and I'd like to take this time to thank her personally on behalf of this board for her extensive service, commitment, and faithful dedication to her alma mater, NIU, and this Board of Trustees. Those of us who have had the privilege of serving alongside Barb over the years know that she takes her responsibilities very seriously, puts considerable thought and research into the issues coming before the board each meeting, and has been a strong advocate for students in general, as well as actively worked to enhance the student services and programs on campus and in Rockford. Barb is also still practicing law, in her case, family and general practice law in Rockford, with her husband Frank, who's also here this morning. I'm very glad, Barb, that you plan to remain an active member of the NIU community in the years to come. You leave behind a legacy of faithful service, dedication, and extraordinary professionalism to this board and to our university. And so I bring this resolution to the board this morning to honor Barbara Georgievella and Myron Siegel for their service to this board and to NIU. May I have a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Yes.
Trustee Sanchez.
Let me, as one of the senior, along with the trustee boy, trustees here, when a school like NIU gets the opportunity to have its own board, you take on a significant responsibility, and the first time that you have the transition of people as you're going forward, you wonder who are the people that are going to succeed the founding board members. And I remember when Barb's name came up, I had driven I-39. I was very familiar with the name Zeke Georgie, and I didn't understand the connection. I certainly familiar with some of the activities in Springfield. And then to have had the pleasure, and I mean the pleasure and privilege, to have served with Barb, including her two wonderful years as chair of this board, I feel blessed not only to have had such a great former trustee, but a friend for life. And thank you for everything that you've brought to DeKalb, to NIU, to this institution, because your legacy is one that is rich and that will remain with us forever. Barb, thank you. I love you.
Thank you. Trustee Butler.
When I first joined the board, one of the first phone calls I made was to Barb. And particularly when I was appointed the chair of the Academic Affairs, the Student Affairs and Personnel Committee, Barb had been the prior chair, and she was very helpful to me and took the time to help me learn what was important about that role and that task and what were some of the issues that would come up. And I really appreciated that. And throughout the time that I have served with Barb, she's always been someone that I was able to call. And she would always call me back and talk to me, and we had some substantial conversations, and I got some very good advice. So I have such an appreciation for you, and I'm so grateful for your service and what you've taught me.
Trustee Boyd.
Thank you. I always delight to follow Manny Sanchez's words. I'm both happy and sad on this occasion. Saying goodbye to a dear friend is always hard. But in just thinking back to the years of trusteeship with you, Barbara, you are always a committed, hardworking trustee, a stabilizing voice, a terrific chairperson, and I'm delighted that I'm sure that Frank is looking forward to have again a golfing partner to your many visits to Florida. And but this is not the end of the friendship or the partnership. So we look forward to many more visits together for both of you. Enjoy. Thank you.
Trustee Muir.
Thank you. Barb, as one of two women on this board, it was always a pleasure. But what I am most aware of is your commitment to the students. And I do want to make that comment. You were always, have always been, and shall always be the champion of the student. And that voice on this board was always a very important voice. It was a very strong voice, and it was a very loud voice. We thank you for your service. We share something else, the delight of working with our husbands. And I do mean that. It's a real special thing when husbands and wives can practice in the same profession and share not only their personal life, but their professional life. So we expect to see you in this chair a lot and come visit us at the trustee meeting. Thank you, Barb.
Trustee Sorsby.
Even though that my work experience with you has been short and limited, I just want to thank you, because from day one, you have been here to help and guide me. You gave me confidence through my first couple meetings and helped me get more involved and active in the actual board meetings. So I want to thank you for being there to support me and give me that courage.
So I think I know the outcome, but I believe we still have to take a vote. So all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. Barb, if you would join me at the podium, we'll read the resolution. Make sure I have yours.
Yeah.
All right.
Get your glasses on, okay.
Yeah. Now, it's lengthy, so you'll have to be patient with me. All right. Whereas Barbara Georgie Vella has faithfully served as a member of the Northern Illinois University Board of Trustees since 1999, and whereas prior to her election as chair of the Board of Trustees in 2005, Barbara Georgie Vella served as the board's vice chair for 2 years, chair of the Executive Committee, chair of the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee, and Board of Trustees liaison to the university's Civil Service Merit Board, as well as serving as a member of the Finance, Facilities, and Operations Committee, the Legislation, Audit, and External Affairs Committee, and the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee of the Board of Trustees. And whereas Barbara Georgie Vella has invested significant amounts of valuable time and energy in service to the Board of Trustees and the students, faculty, staff, and administration at Northern Illinois University for over 8 years. And whereas we as her colleagues on the Board of Trustees want to express our appreciation for her years of service to the NIU community and especially her leadership of the board since 2005. And whereas, as chair, Barbara Georgie Vella led the effort to develop an agenda that helped Northern Illinois University realize many of its larger goals, including continued support for and funding of programs to assist underprepared students succeed at NIU, despite historical funding reductions from the state. And whereas, Barbara Georgie Vella served during a time of unprecedented growth at Northern Illinois University, participating as a policymaker in studying, approving, and concluding dozens of projects, such as the Department of Geology and Environmental Geosciences Global Warming Research Project, construction ventures, including the Convocation Center, Family Health, Wellness, and Literacy Center, the Barsema Alumni and Visitor Center, and the College of Business. And whereas, the contributions Barbara Georgie Vella has made to Northern Illinois University through her service on its Board of Trustees during one of the most important times in the university's 100 years plus of history have resulted in countless new opportunities for students, faculty, and staff to continue to shape NIU and make it the best regional university in the country. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Northern Illinois University, in formal meeting herein assembled, extends its grateful appreciation to Barbara Georgievella for her distinguished service to Northern Illinois University as a member of the Board of Trustees from July 1999 through May 2011. Be it further resolved that this resolution be presented to Barbara Georgievella and a copy of this document placed in the official files of the Board of Trustees as part of the permanent record of the university and the great state of Illinois and as a lasting tribute to the accomplishments of Barbara Georgievella. Adopted in a regular meeting today. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Barbara, for your service, we have this token of our appreciation. I want to speak in behalf of the entire Northern Illinois University community, and you've heard the expressions from the trustees, and we echo those. You were a trustee when I first came 11 years ago, almost to the day. We've been through a lot of highs and a lot of lows, but your sage advice, your calmness, your commitment to students, and to good NIU values, which is caring and commitment to social justice, have really helped sustain us. I want to thank Frank and his family for sharing Barbara with us, because Barbara is a dedicated spouse, co-owner, I guess, and mother and grandmother. And so this institution will always remember your contributions. We're better for your service. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Oh, yeah, that is cool.
Okay.
That's beautiful. I'm just going to say a little bit. I'm just going to say a few words, and I did write them down because you never know what I'm going to say if I speak extemporaneously. I want to thank all of you for the kind words, and I really overwhelmed here, but as a member of the board and with the help of President Peters and the administration, the faculty, and all of the NIU community, we have accomplished a lot, and I'm surprised. I didn't do this, of course, but we all worked together, and I'm really grateful for that. And when I look back, it amazes me, and I've listened to all this. We've had our ups and downs, but we've always had good times, new beginnings, and grand openings, and I'm very proud of my service to NIU. I thoroughly enjoyed our meetings, particularly the reports, as you know, on the sabbaticals and the report from Student Services. Those are my two most important things that I enjoyed. I especially want to thank all the board members for their civility, congeniality, and intelligence. They are truly dedicated to continuing to making NIU a great regional university, and they all work very hard, and they all have the right goals in mind. I also want to thank the administration, President Peters and his cabinet, for their hard work and the proactive way that they address the issues that face us. And we certainly have our issues, but it's a lot of fun. Finally, I want to thank the entire NIU community. Each year, you're asked to do more with less. You have come through for us every year. You have supported the board, and you work to make sure that our students have a good experience here. And I want you to know that the Northern Illinois region, and particularly Rockford, appreciates your hard work and perseverance. And finally, I want you to know that I learned a lot from all of you, and I had a great amount of fun. It was really a good experience, and I hope I gave back as much as I got, because I really did have a lot of fun. Thanks. All right.
So, the board now needs to go into executive session, and we'll reconvene in approximately 45 minutes. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct an executive session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Personnel matters is generally described under sections 2C, 1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act. Collective bargaining matters is generally described under section 2C2 of the Open Meetings Act. Litigation and risk management matters is generally described under sections 2C11 and 12 of the Open Meetings Act. Property matters is generally described under sections 2C5 and 6 of the Open Meetings Act. And executive session minute matters is generally described under section 2C21 of the Open Meetings Act. So second. Discussion? All those in favor? I'm sorry. I'm going to need a roll call vote.
Trustee Boy?
Yes.
Trustee Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Iosco?
Yes.
Trustee Marshall?
Yes.
Trustee Muir?
Yes.
Trustee Sanchez?
Yes.
Student Trustee Sorsby?
Yes.
Chair Strauss?
Yes.
Thank you.
The motion is approved. Meeting is now closed, and we'll reopen after the conclusion of the executive session.